Hello, everybody. I hope you're all doing fine on this wonderful day. Today's Nach Daily is Tehillim chapter 99. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. We continue in the chapters written by Moshe Rabbeinu. This is a short one with 9 pesukim in it. Moshe said this one about the great war of Gog Umagog that'll take place at the end of days. For further information on Gog Umagog, check out the Nach Daily archives on Yechezkel chapter 38 and Zechariah chapter 14. The chapter opens with relating how God is king and will cause the nations of the world to tremble. During the time period of Gog Umagog, Hashem's presence in Eretz Yisrael will be glaringly obvious. People will see Hashem's providence in the world, primarily through the protection of Eretz Yisrael, and in return, people will see Hashem's justice, righteousness, and goodness. The author gives a call to action, not only to believe in Hashem, but to perform mitzvahs. Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel were among those who put their belief to the test and davened for Hashem's help. When they called out to God, He answered them. Therefore, we should learn from the great tzaddikim of the past to rely and pray on God because He is holy. Now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 6, it says, Moshe ve'Aaron b'chanov u'Shmuel b'kari shemo karim el Hashem b'hu yanim. Moses and Aaron among his priests and Shmuel are among those who call on His name. When they call to God, He answered them. The question over here is, what does the mention of these tzaddikim have to do with the rest of the Tehillim? There's an amazing Ramad Wali over here. He essentially explains when Hashem will reveal His kingship, people won't only serve Hashem, they'll also serve Hashem's tzaddikim, because they will see Hashem's tzaddikim as an extension of Hashem. Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel had a huge light radiating from their faces due to their righteousness. But in the future, all of Yisrael will be elevated to their high levels and will also have light radiating from their faces. After all, isn't Amchal Kulam Tzaddikim? Isn't the entire Jewish nation considered Tzaddikim? Therefore, when Hashem reveals Himself to the world at the time of the final redemption, Am Yisrael will be elevated to the level of Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel. The world will see this and by extension, serve us. In a similar vein, the Navi brings in several places. At the end of the final Geula, all of Am Yisrael will be elevated and become prophets. Just like it was when Hashem split the sea, it says that the maidservant saw visions of prophecy greater than Yechezkel. So too, when Mashiach comes, we'll all become Nevi'im and perceive the inner workings of the world. Let us merit to be makasha ourselves to the true tzaddikim and not to follow in the ways of the false ones. This way, we become elevated to the highest of levels, to see even higher than what they saw at the times of Kriyas Yamsuf with the greeting of Mashiach ben David. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.